Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9. The Reverend Mark Raby is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not see him, now see him. You believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Today is the commemoration of St. Simon and St. Jude, but we're going to talk about a different Simon, that is Simon Peter, for the point being. So on the night in which Jesus was betrayed, Jesus foretold the failure of his disciples, that they would fall. Satan, he said, would sift them like wheat in the hope and to the intent that they might prove chaff, to be burnt in the unquenchable fire. On that occasion, Jesus gave Peter, who was to fail most significantly, a special proof of his love. Simon, Simon, he said, I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. That forgiving love of Jesus laid his claim by grace upon Peter. Even then, on the basis that he who is forgiven much shall indeed love much. Jesus went on to say, and when you have turned again, strengthen your brethren. Because he had failed and had been forgiven, because he knew both the frailty of man's resolves and the strength of God's grace, Peter was fitted for his task of strengthening his brethren. And we find him working as such in his letters, in our epistle today, 1 Peter, and even in 2 Peter, as he writes to God's people who are in the midst of persecution, who are tempted to fall away, who are struggling and wrestling in their Christian faith and walk even in the midst of trials and struggles. And here in this first letter written some 34 years after Christ's death and resurrection and ascension, Peter writes to the churches dispersed in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, churches that Paul had planted and now Peter is encouraging. Dear friends in Christ, this is a beautiful doxology that we hear today from Peter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You have a living hope. Not a dead hope, a living hope. It's not based on someone who's dead in the grave, but one who has triumphed over it, has ascended on high, and will return again in glory. You have a living Lord. You have a living hope. You also have something that's imperishable, Peter tells us. You have an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you. Think of the many kinds of different things we could inherit. When my dad went to be with the Lord, I inherited his old pickup truck. Now, it's in great shape, just turned to 100,000 miles. My brother has it. I gave it to him. We moved to Africa. I couldn't take it with me. He still has it. It will eventually fall apart. It will rust. It will go back to the earth. Think of all the various inheritance items we might have. Those things which rust and moth might destroy, or even stock markets when they crash, or whatever it may be. But this inheritance of life and salvation in Christ Jesus, the promise of the new creation, has been safeguarded for you by God's almighty power in heaven, sealed with the blood of Jesus. Such a living hope. It became yours in baptism as an adopted son of God through faith in Christ Jesus. You are that firstborn heir through Christ Jesus. You have all those rights and privileges of the heir. You have full possession of that by faith now, and in the fullness, or possession of it now, but in full possession on the last day. And it's in that hope, not a dead hope, but a living hope, that we live each day. It's a hope even now that does not disappoint. And this hope, this transformation of our existence made real in baptism and is brought about through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It's that hope that carries you through those trials, those afflictions, those crosses that you bear, and at those as well that the Lord lays upon you, so that your faith, which is more precious than gold, can be refined. And it's in that living hope you live each day. A living hope in Christ Jesus, the living Lord, who is your strength and your joy, the one who has conquered sin and death and the devil for you, who guards you daily, and it's in him then you stand firm. And it's in him then that you pray to, that you walk with, that you trust in, the one who tempts no one. And so you seek him and you call upon him that he would guard you and keep you so that the devil and the world and your own sinful nature would not deceive you or mislead you into false belief or despair or great vice or shame. And while you're attacked by these things each day, tempted to them, you pray, help me overcome and win the victory. But there are times, aren't there? There's times when you, like Peter, can think you can go it alone in your own strength, your own way. When those trials come, those temptations come your way, and then the devil or your flesh gets the best of you. And there are days when the decisions of daily life, the cares and stress of daily life, you don't have to be a missionary to have anxiety and worries and stress. And while you're attacked by these things, you cling to the Lord. And yet these things continue, whether in the workplace or in the family or whatever part of the day. And they can cause you to take your eyes off Jesus. They could, and the devil would love nothing more than to take that hope away. "Do you love me?" Jesus asked Peter. "Yes, Lord. You know that I love you." And he told him to go feed his sheep. The Lord could ask you the same thing. "Do you love me?" And your response, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he says, "Yes, you are my lamb. I laid down my life for you. You are precious. And in me you have hope, real hope. You have a future. Your cross, will only be a short while. You are precious, so precious. Yes, you will go through, and we do go through times of refining. But you're so precious, he wants that dross to go away. And what remains then is to his praise and glory and honor, and we rejoice might be hard to rejoice, but we rejoice with our eyes fixed on him. And we rejoice so, like Peter, we can encourage our brothers and sisters. Recall Peter on the night of his betrayal. Remember Peter, he said, "Lord, even if all the rest of the disciples abandon you, I will not fall away." But he did. And as did the other disciples. And so, like Peter, when we do give in to temptation, when we fall, we repent and we cling. And he forgives and he restores and he renews you. And so every day you begin anew, refreshed, forgiven, living in hope, a life living in the one who truly lives. So we humbly walk with Jesus in the midst of our daily trials. We live in hope, for we're alive in Jesus, in that living hope, the one who has risen from the dead for us. And daily in our vocation, we get to share that love in word and action to those around us. We get to share the gospel, the hope that we have, the living hope. We get to share about that living hope, Jesus Christ. Today we commemorate St. Simon and also Jude. Simon, not Simon Peter, but Simon the Zealot or Canaan. We also commemorate St. Jude or Judas, also known as Thaddeus. And according to Christian tradition, Simon and Jude journeyed together as missionaries to Persia, where they were martyred for the faith. It's likely for this reason, at least in part, that these two apostles are commemorated on the same day. And so we thank God for them. Certainly we don't ask them to pray for us, but we give thanks for them, for their faithful witness. May we, like them, be faithful to the end, but also trust in the Lord who keeps his promise, has kept his promise to them, and keeps it to you, to bring you home safely to himself, where they, like us, await the resurrection and the new creation on the last day. God grant that for Christ's sake. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.